Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word Ministry. I thank God for being back with you once again. I thank God, praise God, that I'm able, praise God, to come before you tonight and spread a word and a given word from God to you. And I know, praise God, I've not been on the radio for a minute, but nevertheless, I've been in God always. We thank God once again for being here. I want you to go and get your friends, your neighbors, your cousins, your uncles, or your family, and come around and hear this word tonight that the Lord has for you. It is time now for us to be embedded. I say that again. It is time for us to be embedded in the Word of God, because everything is going down. Everything is going down except the Word of God. It's going to stand forever. It doesn't matter who want to receive it, who don't believe it, or who think, praise God, it's a joke. But the Word of God will stand forever. It is not something, praise God, that we as individuals can just mimic and think that it's not real and it's not, nothing is happening. But I want to let you know that the Word of God is all that we have right now to be able to give us security, praise the Lord, to hold us, praise God, to keep us, and to protect us. Is nothing but the Word of God. Amen. Nothing but the Word. So tonight, praise God, I just want to let you know that God is here. He is here. He's here today, yesterday, and forevermore. And He changes not. He does not change. And we have to understand that God is not a God that changes, because what He said is this. He said that I am the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, and I do not change. He does not change. He's the same. He's the same God. He won't change. And this is why we can depend upon Him, because we realize that He's the God that won't change. People change every day. People change every day. But God stays the same, and that's what makes Him be such a living God and such a great God. And I appreciate Him all day, every day, because there is nothing like Him. But tonight, I invite the Son of Man to come, the backsliders, hallelujah, to come and hear the words. We have to get to the point in life that we no longer want to hear the Word, but we must become the Word. Amen. And this is what we have, we're going to be doing tonight. And I asked a question in the Word, but let me go into prayer right now, because I realize, praise God, nothing is important more than prayer. And tonight I come to you, and I want to tell you what God has in store for you. It is this, that no one can do what He does for you. Nobody. Nobody. And tonight I want to go to the Word of God. Father, in your holy name tonight, God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, the only name whereby man must be saved. There is no other name better, tastes better, is better, do better than the name of Jesus. We have to understand that Jesus is Lord and that He's the Lord over all mankind. Whether you're saved or not saved, He is the reason for you being here. He gave life. And this is why I'm saying to you tonight, know who He is. And Father, we realize tonight, God, that you are our source. You are our being. You are our life. You are our breath. Because it is your grace and your mercy that brought us to where we are right now. Father, if we would learn, hallelujah, how to get into your presence and how to read to praise God and whisper you and stay in your presence, Father God, there is nothing, no good thing shall you hold from us. Because you said, I will not withhold no good thing from you. If you walk right behind me, I will withhold no good thing. And tonight you're saying, God, no, don't withhold any good thing, because you said it in your word, Father. You said, if you first seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these other things you will give unto us. But we must seek you first. We must seek you first, God, to receive all the benefits that you have in store for us. We must learn to seek you. But man is running to and fro, and they're seeking everything but the Lord. He is the only true way out of the situation. Any situation that you may find yourself in today, he's the answer. He is the answer. Because praise the Lord, he said it. He said it. He said, I have a plan. See, we're making plans, but God has a plan in your life. And if you respect me, if you respect me, first, I will withhold no good thing from you. But Father, I thank you tonight, God, that you have embedded this in my spirit, that we must seek after you early and before you, because we have no desire with you. Because you said all these other things, what other things that we desire, you have given to us. But we must seek you first. And tonight, Father God, thank you for allowing me to seek you, not man, not my preaching, not my friend, not my evangelist, not my pope, not my neighbors, my mother, my father, my sister, my children, but I'm able to seek you, and you provide for me. And this is how he's saying it today. It's time off, everybody, hallelujah, Father, to go with your word. The word is you. You became flesh. You were flesh, and you became the word. Other word. You are the life giver. You are the way maker. But simply because we are so caught up in the world affairs today, we have lost sight of you. But Father, I even ask right now, Lord, that you will turn our hearts back to you. Turn our stiff-necked people and hearts back to you. So that we may enjoy the benefit that you have promised to your children. And Father, I thank you tonight because you are not a God that you should lie. You said it and you will do it. You said it and you will do it. You're not a God of incompletion, but you are a God of completion. You finish what you start. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you that I'm not. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not. Thank you, omnipotent, omniscient, and I'm not present God. For you are the God that cannot lie. You promised it, and you will do it. Father, let your word go forth tonight with clarity, understanding, changing hearts, healing wounds, turning lives around, because it's all in the word of God. And I thank you, and I thank you for all that you do. In your holy name, I do ask you. Amen. But tonight, praise God, I thank you because I want to come to you with a really familiar scripture, familiar chapter that everybody said they use it for weddings, funerals, dedications, what have you. But the point of this is, do you have it in your spirit? In your spirit, I didn't say your heart. Because the heart, there lies a bigger thing that dwelleth in the heart, the fleshly heart. But do you have it in your spirit? And today we're going to talk about the confidence in God's grace and his care. The confidence means I don't have a doubt. I don't doubt what he's saying, what he do, because I know he's able to do just that. He's not going to change. He's not going to forget. He's not going to not do. He does not change. And the confidence in God's grace and his care. You see, that comes from the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms where David put together and he was going through something at that time, but the word is fitting for any occasion. And the Lord is my shepherd, he said. In these words, the believer is taught to express his satisfaction in the care of the great pastor of the universe. Not the pastor Mount Zion or the pastor Zion Church or Holy Hills Church or John the Baptist Church. It's the pastor of the universe, you see. And the night the question asks is this. It asks you a question about all of this that you've been getting and you've been going to services and you've been in church. And it asks you a question. Just a simple question. Can you answer it honestly? What shepherd are you following into eternal life? What shepherd? What shepherd are you following into eternal life? What shepherd? Is it a fleshly shepherd? Personal shepherd? But if I was you, I would check myself tonight and find out, am I following my shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. Am I following the Lord? And this is what he was saying. He said, you should be following the pastor of the universe. the Redeemer and the Preserver of men. With joy, he insists that he has a shepherd and that the shepherd is Jehovah. Very bad, emotion. Jehovah. A flock of sheep, gentle and harmless, and feeding in the richest pastures, and under the care of a skillful watchman, tender shepherd, not one that abuses the people because he needs their finances, not one that he abuses the people because he needs the tithes. We're talking about a shepherd here that is concerned about your soul. He's a watchman and a tender shepherd. It forms as an emblem of believers brought back to the shepherd of their what? Not your tithes, not how faithful you be, not because you're in church every Sunday, not because you have Sunday morning, but he's talking about the shepherd of your soul. The greatest abundance is but a dry passage to a wicked, wicked pastor who relinquished in all of her. He can get from the people that pleases him in his natural senses. But to a godly man, who by faith comes from the journey, feels he was but a little of the world, but he still has a green pasture, full of greatness, full of God's greatness. And under the care of the skillful one and the tender pastor, form an immortal believer, because it brings him back to the soul. You have to understand, today's pastors are not concerned about your soul, they're concerned about your money, your pocketbook, how much you give, how you can help build this and how you can help build that. Did you not know what the word of God said? He said, you can build the building and they stand on top of each other. But then we come here, every one of them will be torn down. Every window pane, every seat, every wall, it will be destroyed. So why are you putting your faith in your church? Do you understand that the Bible says you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? You are the church. And this is why he came to visit you. Because you are his pastors. You are his sheep. Not the big glorious church you're going to sit in every Sunday and get nothing out of it, but you give everything you got. Let's just tell the truth and shame the devil. I'm just talking real good now because I'm just saying to you, you've been giving all these years, but your soul is still not saved in the church. It's still not saved. No, sir, no, ma'am. And the word of God says this. He said, but the greatest abundance is but a dry pasture to a wicked man who relinquishes in it only what pleases him in his senses. And what pleases him in his senses is the money that you give, not your soul. But to the godly man, he said, who by faith tasted the goodness of God, his world still is as good as a green pasture. But the Lord gives quiet and contentment in the mind. Whatever the lot is, are we blessed with the green pastures or the ordinance? Let us abide in them. You see what he's saying right here? Don't just look at the word and you look over it, but allow the word to abide in you, so that you can feel and you can be excited and know about the goodness of the Lord or how God can bless you in spite of it all. The Lord gives quiet, he said, and his contentment in mind. Whatsoever the lot is, are we blessed with the green pasture? Question. Or the ordinance? Let us not think it enough to pass through them, but let us abide in them. The conclusion of the Holy Spirit, listen at this, are the still waters. The still waters, the saints are led, the streams which flow from the fountain of living water. The Bible says, in my bed is things looking but living water. The living water, my friend, is the word. It's the word of God. Those who are only led by that still water are confident, who walk in the path of righteousness. You can't say that you're my friend, and walking every kind of way and doing everything and acting any kind of way is not going to work. That's not how it goes. you have a responsibility to do as Christ has done. We have to learn. We just can't say a thing and do a thing. The Bible said, don't be just a doer, but you must be just a hearer, but be a doer. You say one thing and you do something else. But the way to do this is the truly pleasant way, the work of righteousness and peace. In these paths, we cannot walk unless God lead us into them and lead us on in them. Did you get that? Lead us into them, but lead us not just on it, but lead us into them. Discontent and distrust process from unbelief and unsteadily walk in the consequences. And let us remember this, hallelujah. Then the simple truth, our shepherd care. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care it for you. I don't want you to even worry. I don't want you to even fret. Because if you really know who I am, you would cast your cares upon me, and you would have no doubt that I gonna work it out. Ah, Shema, Kulia Patsika. Thank you, Father. He said, let us simply trust our shepherd. Let's trust the shepherd. So you can't trust everybody with your soul. That's a problem today. Everybody got somebody over their soul that they shouldn't even have any law. They shouldn't even have no way of knowing if you even have one. Because they're not gonna take care of your soul, because guess what, my friend? And they didn't take each other own soul. They don't care about your soul, my friend. They don't care about your soul. They care about your finances. That's what they care about. If they cared about your soul, they would shepherd you with the word of God every day, every time you get into their presence. They won't preach to try to make you feel good, sob and scream and holler, run up and down, praise God and do a little dance. No, they would give you the word of God, which is going to keep you now and forever. Now and forever. And this is why David, he said, now in the valley of the shadow, I will not be feared. I won't hearken. I won't be afraid. I won't faint. I won't do anything because I'm going to be walking. And I will walk in the valley of the shadows of death and make this known and make the more severe and terrible affliction of darkness, dispensation of the providence that the psalmist David ever could come up under. Between the part of the flock on earth and that which was going on to in heaven. Death lies in a dark place, my friend. It's in a dark place, a dark valley that must be passed on. You must go through it. We, every one of us, must go through it. But we must pass in going from one to the other. Even in this, there are words which lessens the terror. And when you don't know, you feel the unknown. Amen. And this he said, and David also explained. He said, even praise God, but even in this there are words which can lessen the terror. It is but the shadow of death, the shadow of a serpent will not sting, nor the shadow of a sword it won't kill. It is a valley, deep indeed and dark and miry. It's like the muck and the mire. But the valley, and so is death, itself fruitful of comfort to God's people. Because those that are in Christ shall not die, but they shall sleep. Hallelujah. It is a walk through. If they shall not be lost in the valley, but get safe to the mountain on the other side. Death is a king of terror, but not to the sheep of God. They're not a problem. It's not a problem for the saints of God. But when they come to that time to die, God will rebuke the enemy. He will guide them with his rod and sustain them with his staff. There is enough in the gospel to comfort the saints when dying. And underneath them are the everlasting arms. That's why the word of God said in Psalm, they who knew. He said, he that abides in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide in the shadows of the Almighty. You should have no fear. Because when you know who Christ is and God is, fear owes you nothing. The Bible said perfect love cast out fear. See, he that is faithful and choose God for his for his protection shall find all in him that he need to and can desire. We're trusting in the wrong things, trusting in the wrong things. But are you trusting in the real shepherd? Thank you, God. The real shepherd. When God is tired, he rebuked death. He rebuked the enemy. And there is enough in the gospel to comfort the saints when they are on their dying bed. And underneath them are the everlasting arms. You won't fall. You won't fall through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord people feast at his table upon the provision of his love, and Satan and the wicked men are not able to destroy their comfort. While they are anointed with the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost and drink of the cup of salvation, which is ever full of past experiences, teachers, teaching believers to truth, that the goodness and the mercy of God will follow them all the days of their life. Not some days, not just today, but every day. You should be able to wake up knowing, praise God, that the mercies of God is following you all the days of your life. Whether you're going in, whether you're going out, under, over, or around, you should understand that if you are really a child of God, a child of the King, guess what? Listen to me. The anointing, which is the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, hallelujah, it follows you. It keeps you every day of your life. God's goodness and his mercy, it follows you. You need a boat shot, come on, Toshi. You ain't got to worry about all these other things trying to get to you, because grace and mercy is blocking them. It is protecting you. It is because, guess what? You follow the right shepherd. You are following the shepherd of the universe. Hallelujah. One, praise God, that can just stop it at an instant. He's the one, praise God, that's protecting you going and coming. Praise God, he's protecting your surroundings, your loved ones. This is why won't you be afraid? Fear not. So the Bible says fear is of torment. It is of torment. When you are fearful, you are in torment, because fear torments you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because in past experience, the teachers believe to trust that the goodness and the mercy of God will follow them all the days of their life. And it is that desire and their determination to seek their happiness in the service of God. Many of us are not happy because we don't know God. We're tormented. We're miserable. We're fearful simply because we don't know who Jesus is. And one thing I do know, if you don't follow him, you'll fall for anything. And this is what's happening to America today. The people of America don't want no God. They don't want to be bothered about no God. They don't want to talk about God. They think it's a joke. They think it's, praise God, it's just something they just do, praise God. But no, my friend, it is real. Jesus is going to return, whether you accept it or not, ready or not. He's coming back. You don't have to get ready. He's coming regardless. He's going to return. He, just as he said he's going to do, he is going to do it. Why? He's not a God that he should lie. People don't want to see things, don't want to hear things, because you think that's going to change things. No, my friend, and it shall come to pass. It does not matter whether you want to hear it or not. Let me help you out. It is going to happen. Yes. He ain't coming back. He done said this so many times. Just watch and wait. That's it. That's all you got to do. As you said, tell the devil, hide and watch. Because he's going to return. You don't have to not like it. You do not have to want to hear it. It really doesn't matter. He's going to return. And you as an individual will see him dead or alive. Hallelujah. He's coming back. So what shepherd are you following into eternal life? What shepherd? What shepherd? What shepherd would you be following? One that abuses you and take advantage of you? Take advantage of you? Huh. Do he take advantage of you? Huh. Because he don't want you to, all he wants you for is to show up and you ain't seen you in church a few times since. Yeah, because he missed the money you bring, not your soul. He's not concerned about your soul. That's not important to him. Definitely not. But your tithes are. People of God, people of the world, know this. He will return. He is coming back. And he's coming back from those for his own. Now I have to explain to you. You can say, I know the Lord, and I know him, but he explained to you. Do you have a relationship with him? It's not about you. You can know people don't have a relationship. Hello? You know people don't have a relationship. But what is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? What is your relationship? Relationship means we sit and we communicate and we talk and we share ideas and I can talk to you and listen. You can listen to me and I can listen to you and you talk to me. But you have no relationship. This is exactly why, praise God, the word of God said they're going to come the day that he's going to say to me, Lord, and he's going to say, depart from me. I don't know you. Who are you? Why would he say that to his disciples if you say you know the Lord? He said that because you spent no time with him. You do not know him. You have no conversation for him. You don't even want to deal with him. You don't want nobody talking to you about him. But you got a relationship with him. Don't let the devil fool you. It's going to all come to the light. Thing we got this thing. We playing this like it's a little video game or a tic-tac-toe. But no, my friend. The Bible says, I say, he said, you depart from me. I don't know you. Who are you? And now you can't explain that in the judgment of Christ. And guess what he does? He casts you out into outer darkness. He don't know you. The Bible says, he says, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. So who are you following into eternity? What shepherd are you following into eternity? Yeah, that's what he wants to say to you. Put this apart from me. Who are you? Who are you? Who sent you? Depart from me. I don't know you. Who are you? Where you come from? And then he's going to cast you out into the darkness. Simply because, my friend, he don't know you, and you don't know him. And that's a sad thing. You don't know the one calling upon saying, that's my Lord. You don't know. So you've been fooled. You've been hoodwinked. You've been hoodwinked. The Lord is saying, a good shepherd, takes care of the flock. He talks to the flock about his soul, or why you weren't in church Sunday, or why you didn't come. He talks to you about your soul. The most important thing in this world today, the most expensive thing in this world today, is your soul. Everything else is going down. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Except the word of God. My friend, think about it. Think about it. You know, I don't have to scream and jump and holler to get you to understand it. I will just make it so plain that a fool could not help. Your life is not right here to the power of God. You will not see. Much less hear. You will even see the kingdom of God. You won't even see it. You won't even taste it. You can only imagine. And that ain't going to be a good one because your imagination will be so rough that you can't even figure out what you imagine. The question is still asked today, what shepherd are you leading you into eternity? And the word of God stated, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, you see that? While they are anointed with the Ruach HaKodesh and the drink of the cup of salvation, which is ever full, this cup never runs dry. This cup is never empty. It's not even half full. It's always full. Hey, God. Thank you, Holy One. It's not even half full. It's full. And he said the past teaching believers to the believers to trust that the goodness and the mercy. See, some of us praise God. We got somebody following us and we're something following us, but we don't know what. I don't want nothing following me and I don't know what it is. No. I don't want nothing following me and I can't care what it is. And it's following me? No. Grace, goodness, and mercy follows me. Yes, come on, Shah. It follows me every day of my life. It follows me. Every day of my life. And it is my desire and determination to seek happiness in the service of God right here on earth. And that we hope to enjoy His love while here, my friend. The Lord can make any situation that you may have that is unpleasant. He can make it pleasant. You are seeking after the wrong things. You are seeking after the wrong people. You are following the wrong shepherd. The wrong shepherd, my friend. That's why your pastures are not green. Because he ain't going to let you get to the green pasture. Because if you get there, then you ain't going to be doing what you're doing with you. So he got to keep you blocked out, that pasture, my friend. You can't get in there without his permission. You see, one thing we have to understand, my friend, is this. It's not the small, it's not the big pasture that's called the blind, the vine. It's the little ones that destroys them. That shepherd will let you get into that vineyard. It's going to open your eyes. It's going to give you true understanding. Yes, it's going to give you true understanding. Yes, this is why you're not going into that green pasture. You can touch to the very sun all you like. But until you get the keys of the kingdom in your heart and in your spirit, and then you can open the door for yourself. What am I saying? Know the word for yourself. Know it for you. If it's not in the past to give you, that's what you want. Like, you don't study for yourself, you don't get it for yourself. Just like Mama used to tell me, I don't eat from everybody's table. Never have. Tell you about who I eat from. And I'd be glad to tell you about who I take my word from. Know the word for yourself. Get a hunger for God. This is why he was saying you have no relationship with him and he don't know you. That's really hard, but he don't. He said, he that has not the Spirit of God is not of his. He that has not the Spirit of God is not of his. The Lord of God is not a son, but you're a bastard and not a son. You don't know him because he don't know you. You're not his child. He's not your father. You don't know him. Just go by what the preacher said. You don't look it up. You don't get up and read. That is, you don't write that scripture. You just hear what he said. You like it because you like that. But you need to get this. Listen, the question is this. What shepherd are you following to eternal life? What a question. And all it is saying to you, you need to make sure and know that you know. Know that you know that the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. When you are following the flesh of man, you're going to always want, because they're going to make sure you don't get. Know the word for yourself. Take time to know the word for yourself. Song back in the day said, take time to know him. Well, take time to know God, that you may be fulfilled, that you may get the desires. He says, I have benefits. The Lord says he has benefits. So many benefits. But when you don't know who you are connected to, and when things happen, you don't get them, because guess what? You don't know the policy rules. You don't know what's going down. You don't know anything, because guess what? You haven't took the time to study your policy, and your benefits are being given to somebody else. Know your benefits. God has many benefits for us. But you can't get what you don't know and what you know nothing about. That's just like a policy that's got somewhere insurance in this life, and they pass away, and the insurance is worth $200-300 million. You don't know nothing about it, because you don't know nothing about the benefits and the policy. And guess what? You sitting there crying about, I ain't getting, and I don't have anything. I don't have somebody spending your wealth. You didn't know your benefits, and they didn't take time to share it. You understand? So the thing is this tonight. Do you know who Jesus is? I'm not saying about you talk to him. Do you know that you know, that you know, that you know that he is your Savior, that he is your provider, that he is your doctor, your lawyer? Huh? Yes. Do you know? I'm not saying yes, but do you know? Do you got to know that you know that you know that you know? Not because somebody say it, but do you know it? Is your shepherd that careth for you. This is what he said, cast your cares upon me. But you can't cast your cares upon somebody you don't know. You can't go and put your responsibility on somebody else and they don't know. Don't work like that. You got to know what to do and who to go to and turn to and look to. And I'm not talking about no brats in these pulpits. I'm talking David's shepherd, that he ran to in his situation when even Saul was in there trying to kill him. He ran to God. God was able to preserve him and save him and gave him the opportunity, if he wanted to, praise God, to take Saul's life. And all Saul didn't even realize that David had been in his tent all night. Could have took his life right there. He didn't even know he was in there. But that's what God does. You got to know that you know what shepherd you are following into eternal life or damnation life. You got a choice. You see, in today's life, people don't want God. They want this world to be a godless society. But again, David said, meditate upon my word daily. Meditate upon God's word daily. But you can't meditate upon what you don't know. You can't get into what you don't know, because you never found time to seek him enough to know him. So you just out there. You like a stray bullet. You just shooting everywhere, and it can hit anybody. You don't care. No constraints on you. Just doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, as long as you want to do it, who you want to do it with. And your soul is at stake, because the devil has blinded you. The Bible said, if any man, listen to this carefully, if any man be lost, did you get that? He is lost. because the devil has blinded him from the truth. He said, but I wish above all things that men would repent everywhere and be saved. It's not God's will that you die and you go into hell. It's not his will. But if you do not seek after him, it's your choice. Choice is yours. You live. You live the way you die, the way you live. The word of God says this. You make a choice. Choose you. Choose, 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 choose. That's a big word. Choose you this day who you will serve. Would it be God or would it be mammon? Mammon is the devil, Satan. Choose. Make a choice. Make a choice. You're going to have to make a choice. You're going to be made a choice. Whether you're going to heaven or you're going to hell, you're going to make a choice. Choose this day who you will. Would it be God or would it be the devil? But you're going to make a choice. And if you make one, he's going to make one for you. But don't let it be said. Too late, too late, shall be the cry. Too late, too late. Too late, too late, shall be the cry. Many people today are playing Russian roulette with their life. We don't know where death stands. And you playing Russian roulette with your life. Like you think you know you all right. I'll be walking around here shimmering like I'm in an igloo. Don't know how I have no God in my life. And walk around here as if I'm okay. You must understand that when that time is up on you, you may not have a chance to say, Lord, I am sorry, or forgive me. You're playing with your life. You are playing with your life. And you can't fault anybody but yourself. You are yourself versus enemy. And if I was you today, I didn't yell. I don't want to yell. I'm going to talk so I can want you to hear this. Because the good shepherd is standing with outstretched arms saying, come as you are, and I will in no wise cast you out. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Did you hear that? I need to say that again. And the word Lord says he's standing with outstretched arms, the good shepherd. Good shepherd. Come. He didn't tell me to bring you. He didn't tell me to walk you down no aisle and bring you nowhere. Because when you stand in judgment, I'm not standing with you. Yeah, God, he that will shine out. He says, come. He that will let him come. He, she, there's them that will let them come. And I don't know why I cast you out. I won't shut the door on you. I'll accept you just the way you are. And I will be your kosher. And I will take all of your sins and put them in the sea of forgetfulness. And I will remember them no more. It does not matter how man tries to say, I know when she was a baby, that's clean, sweetie. I got a clean slate now. It behooves you not to go digging up under the blood. There, God, you debo shanya. Everything God has done, you put it in the blood. Now you're trespassing in the blood, and you are in a very dangerous place. So when I put it in the sea of forget, I don't remember it no more. But you allow man to keep bringing up your path. And then you need to try to ask him to forgive you for yours. Because mine is clean. I choose to live for the Lord for the rest of my life. I don't miss nothing about it. I love living for the Lord. It's the best life I could have ever chosen. You see the good part about that? I didn't choose him. He chose me. That's good. That's good. And I just thank God tonight, praise God, that someone will get a lift or get a deliverance from this word knowing. You better think. You better think what the devil is doing to you. He's going to send you to a place that you'll never enter out. That's his job. My job is tell you, make a choice, and you won't have to go there. The devil is not playing with y'all. The devil is not playing with us, people. He's taking whole families out. He's not playing with us. He know he has very short time. He know this. Yes, he understands his time. He knows this. This is his biggest fear. He know his time is short. But do you know how time short your time is? My friend, my listeners, seek Jesus. Seek him now while he yet can be found. Standing. He's not hiding. Hallelujah. He is not hiding, my God. He is not going to play tic-tac-toe with you, a hide-and-go-seek. He's standing in the open saying, come as you are. And I will in blue lines test you out. I'm going to push you out. Drug dealer, come. Prostitute, come. Pornographic watcher, come. Come on, honey. Woman abuser, come. Everybody, come, come, come. That your sins may be washed away. Wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's the blood that washes you. It cleans you cleaner than Clorox. You got a chance. Don't deny a living Savior. He's standing there saying, as you come, I won't cast you out. I will not cast you out. Not me. No, 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 no. I won't do it. I want you to come. Don't try to clean up to come to me. Don't. Come as you are. Come as you are. You're a homeowner? Come. That's right. If you're a liar, come. Come. That's it. Just come as you are. Don't try to clean up for me. But you come so that I may wash you with the hyssop of my word. The Lord is standing with outstretched arms saying, come. And he said just this word right here. The day you hear my voice, or not your heart. It is the day of salvation. Come as you are. Just as you are, and I'll be standing to receive you. I pray, praise God, that the word was a blessing to you and that you will know nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. That's who it is. Thank you, Lord. Yes, some soul, someone will look back and say, Lord, let me become your child. Let me become your son and not a prodigal son. Do you hear us? Because you see, just right here, God's prayer. But I ask you to wash me with your blood and the hyssop of your word. Come, Father. Wash me. Wash me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.